You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Femininity. Yeah, it's going to be a very big one. This next 20 minutes, I pray I survive mentioning this way. So, femininity is a beautiful and diverse expression of strength, grace, and individuality. Yet, in modern society, where roles and expectations continue to shift, girls may find themselves wondering what femininity truly means for them. It's time to embrace our femininity as a source of empowerment and confidence, redefining it in ways that honor both tradition and personal identity. And we're joined on the line by Sister Claire, who's going to be helping us with this one. I hope she's not going to struggle with the word, same as me. Good morning. How are you, sister?
Good morning. Thank you. How are you?
I am good. I feel like you'll be able to pronounce femininity. Ooh. Me femininity more way better than me.
Actually, you're giving me the comfort right now because it's about to go down.
I'm not alone. I'm not alone in this battle. Okay, all right. So before we start, I'm gonna ask that, can you please pray for us?
Can we pray? Our kind and loving Master is in heaven. Father, this morning we come before the throne of mercy, asking for guidance even as we go through this topic for today. We pray and ask that you may give us the wisdom and understanding. It is through our Son Jesus Christ that we pray with thanksgiving to our hearts. Amen.
Amen and amen. So we're speaking about all things femininity, right? So what does femininity means in today's world, and how has it evolved over time?
Okay, thank you very much. So when you look at femininity, we're talking about the quality or nature of the female sex. I think in simpler definition, that's how I can define what it is. And then when you look at going back in time, where we could find in the centuries back then, where it was defined in traditional ways, it was associated with being fragile, women being fragile. It was associated with women being submissive. It was, all this was what defined femininity. And women expected to prioritize household chores and obedience to their husbands. And then with time, we come to a time when women we're raising and challenging traditions about femininity. So we see the advocates for women's rights. We see the advocates for education. And so we see all this starting. And now, even today, we see the expansion of this advocacy to now where everyone is embracing individuality. So you agree with me to say, when you look at the traditional way of the definition for femininity, you'll find to see there was less or no individuality there. It was a woman was just under a man's leadership, where a woman cannot stand on for herself, where a woman was just to submit. And it was just a yes, sir, kind of a thing, where a woman is supposed to be at home. And when you look at this kind of nature, there was no growth for women. There was no personal growth. You see, when you talk about yes, and the culture was every little girl that would grow in these traditional ways, their thing, the only thing they would learn was to be submissive, to do the household. But there was less of growth, you see? And so we thank God for women waking up and advocating for women's rights and also education. You know, it gives them the power to stand up for themselves. And so when you look at how it has evolved, so today the meaning of femininity cannot be as it was in the traditional way. So today we can say femininity means self-care for women. It also means wellness. It means prioritizing women's mental health and physical well-being. That is what femininity would mean today. So when you look, when you compare how it is now and how it was in the centuries back then, you'd discover to say it has really evolved, and it has really put women on the spotlight of standing up for themselves. Yes. So it is very important in life. Yes, we need each other. We complement each other, but we should not forget the role of individuality. Each person has their own life, and they should grow in that. I think that's how I can answer that one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, when we speak about feminine things, you know, feminism and everything else, it always has a, it has had a negative connotation to it, you know. I don't know why. Either people overdo it or people don't understand it. I don't know. I never really understood this whole thing, you know. But how can, you know, our girls now embrace, you know, their femininity while staying true to their unique personalities? Hi, Sister Claire.
I don't see them. Hello?
Yes, you are back with us now.
Okay.
Yes. So I was asking.
Okay, the question of embracing femininity while staying true to your unique personality.
Yes.
I think the first thing you should know is know what femininity is. Do not go with what others are saying. Can you discover it for yourself? Because it is only what you know that you can embrace. You cannot embrace something that you cannot, you do not know. So understand what it is and what it means to you, and then reflect on what it means and how you want to express it. And then also embracing femininity, you need to appreciate and celebrate your body. So when you embrace it, you know to say, okay, of course, the simple definition I have given is that it's the quality or nature of the female sex. But when you look at this femininity, it's something that is complex. So depending on what discussion, and it's a complex subject, and so today we just narrow it to this, to what we're talking about the girl child. So as a girl child, you need to know the world you live in, and you know to say, okay, there's this thing called femininity.
Okay,
how am I going to embrace it? What does it really mean to me? So when you get to the grounds of what it means to you, then you'll be able to express it. And then when you also get to the grounds of what it means to you, you'll be able to celebrate who you are. Because you understand it. You appreciate your body. You understand to say you are not a mistake. And then by knowing that you're not a mistake, then there comes in forms of care that you should give to the body that is not a mistake. You are whole. You are well made. And then the only way you can embrace it is you care for your body at all costs. Now, how can you embrace the unique personality of it? Is being authentic.
Okay.
Be real. Yes. Be real. Of course, the world has so many definitions, so many forms of how to go about this feminism thing, but the truth is, you need to be real. Be true to yourself. Of course, you get ideas. It's not everything that the world brings out there that should be true to you. No. Sometimes it's just a guideline or just some ideas of what the thing is. But it's only you that can make things work. And so by making things work, you have to be true to yourself. Do not be afraid to be who you are. And also identify your values and passions.
Yeah,
I love this one. So when you identify your values and passions, this will help you pursue activities and interests that align with your values and passions. This is very important. In as much as we pursue all these things that are coming in, yes, you want to embrace femininity, you want to do everything, you want to stand out there. Everything you do, align it with your values and passions. And I think this should be your guide. When you align everything with your values and your passions, then you're good to go. You will not be swayed by anything that comes in to say, okay, no, I think you should do this. Then you go for that. I think you should do this. You should go for that. I shouldn't stop doing this. Even the right thing that you're doing, because the world said, no, stop doing that. Then you want to stop. No.
Sure.
I think this should be our guide.
So now, what role does culture and society, you know, and our upbringing, you know, shape the way in which we view our feminine identity or we identify as feminists? What role does, you know, our culture and our upbringing play in those areas?
Okay, thank you very much. When you talk about culture, you know, it's part of everything that shapes our upbringing. So we talk about culture, and I also talk about family. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about how culture shapes our identity, feminine identity, so you look at the societal expectations. So in different cultures, there is what is expected of women to be. You see? And so as a young girl, as a young woman growing up in such a society with those expectations, they're not bad. No, of course, in every society, we're expected to be, there's a way that a society expects us to be.
Okay.
But where I would be against such expectations if they don't promote girls to embrace their individuality. Of course, there could be rules and laws of how we should be brought up, but also respect the individuality part of human beings. So we will find to say society has expectations of how a woman should be.
Yeah.
And in some societies where there's weak, there's a weakness in women's rights, you'll find to say there's little or no growth when it comes to women because of what the society expects them to be. Because the society expects a woman cannot do this, a woman can only be this. So society, societal expectations shapes us in identifying this. At times you cannot even identify the true value of who you are because of what the society expects you. We also look at the traditional and gender roles.
Okay.
This is very common. This on its own helps women to know their place in society. You get? So, you know, where a society, where the traditional roles and the gender roles just favor to say only men can be better than women, only men can do better jobs than women, a woman, they are always always undermining women's potentials. And so when you grow up in such a society, in this culture, in such a culture, you discover to say a woman will grow up with that as knowing, okay, my place in society is not to go beyond this. And that is very bad because we have different potentials. Being a woman, a man, we all have unique potentials that can make the world a different place. But if you limit to say, no, women should be this and men should be that, then it shapes women to be, lack of better terms, I'll say, to be weak in society because they know to say, I cannot go beyond what I feel I can be. Sometimes women can say, I think I can do this, but then the traditional rules will be like, no, you cannot do this.
Yeah.
You are a woman. Yes. So I think that hinders women. And if we were to balance up things, I think it's not a bad thing that culture shapes us, but it's a good thing if we balance up things and promote women's growth. Okay. And then you also look at the cultural values. There's some cultures that have values. They define what modest is, what beauty is. Of course, this is a really good thing because they shape us in a way to identify femininity. You know, it's a good thing where a culture of values, a culture of being modest as a woman. You know, you learn different things. You say, okay, as I got this route, I have some values that I instilled in me from childhood. Even as I find opportunity, I should still hold on to those values. So culture on its own, I don't have a problem with it, but the only problem comes in if it's not balanced well. And so also look at parental influence. You know, parental values and expectations can significantly impact the sense of self-identity.
Yeah.
So as a parent, I think this is the key role. As a parent, you are in that home with your child, your girl child. Your values will shape them in identifying what femininity is. And if you fail as a parent to train up that child, then they'll lose their identity.
Mm.
And what the next thing that will happen is you allow the world out there to teach your girl child what they feel they should know.
Mm.
So it's important if the girl has the values from home, even as they go out there, they still hold on to those values. It's very important as parents to guide these girl children. And also, you will need to access education and economic opportunities.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's education is the equalizer.
Mm.
So if you notice in places where there's little or no education for girl children, or there's little or no social income, economic incomes for girl children to go to school, you know, there's a sense of confidence that girl children have gone to school have compared to those that have not been to school. There's this confidence that girls that have at least economic status have compared to those that do not have. So all in all, I'm saying is we need to balance.
Mm.
We need to empower these girl children to go to school, empower them to have a better future. And with that, they'll be able to identify their femininity and they will have that confidence to embrace that. Yeah.
Mm, I like that, you know. I like that, and it's very much practical, you know, the things that we are talking about here. So, looking at, you know, feminism always has, you know, challenges, you know. So how can our girl children now, challenge those stereotypes about femininity in empowering ways, you know, in some areas, also not just feminism, like feminine, you know, the fact that you're just a female, you know, there are quite a lot of challenges that we face, you know, as girls, just because we are women. And then now, how can our girls, you know, face those challenges, you know, in a way that is also empowering, you know, and also to those people that are, you know, that are doing negative things towards women, you know, they see that no man, you know, this is what they're saying is actually quite right. What they're teaching us or showing us is actually quite right. So how can our girl children do that?
Okay, so I'll repeat what I say. You are not a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And so for you to for girls to challenge these stereotypes about femininity, I think you need to embrace individuality. I think that is one important thing. So because when you embrace that, you'll be able to know to say, I am complete and I can be what I feel I can be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so even as traditions, as society norms come with negative things about femininity, you'll be able to stand your ground because you have decided to know to say, I am a complete individual and I can do this. And also you have to break from these gender expectations. You know, yes, in as much as we are of different genders, but you need to understand to say you can take up roles that are meant or that are supposed to be for men only, because we all have possibilities.
Mm.
So it is challenging in our world today because, especially in our traditional ways of doing things, and I know there's still little girls that undergo through such, where you say only boys can be this, but when you break from these gendered roles and challenge yourself to take up roles that the society only thinks they are meant for men. So when you take up this, you'll be able to challenge the stereotypes that make women appear to be weak.
Mm.
You'll be able to challenge such, and you know, you'll be able to put yourself on the spotlight to say, I can do this. I can be this. And I love to encourage myself with what the Bible says, that, you know, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. God does not give strength only to men. No, he does not give strength only to men.
Yep.
He gives strength to every mankind, everyone.
Mm.
So if you limit yourself to say, no, I can only do this, then you're limiting God's power on you.
Mm.
So that's one thing you should tell yourself as a little girl, to say, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. And by doing that, you're not limiting God. You believe to say, I serve a God that can make me do things, a God of impossibilities. When the society thinks I cannot do this, my God says I can. So I think that's what we should do. And also, you also build confidence and resilience.
Yeah.
So how do you build confidence? I think it is important to know to say, the girl child cannot grow on their own. They need some role models to shape them. You see? It is through these role models that they can build confidence and resilience, even when they are faced with these stereotypes. So it is important that in every society where there's a girl child, there should be role models that are there to shape them and build the confidence that they need to navigate through this life of femininity and the stereotypes that come with what feminism is. So it is very important to shape these girls. So role models are very important in ways on how girls can challenge stereotypes about femininity.
So as we wrap up, Sister Claire, what are some of the ways in which our girl children, you know, can celebrate their femininity in both traditional as well as modern contexts?
Okay, so when we talk about this, when we talk about femininity, we should promote girls to neglect their culture. No, so you can still embrace that and be proud of your heritage. You know, it is very important. You should never forget where you come from. Even as you pursue to be on the spotlight out there to say, no, I'm a woman, I can do this. No, the traditions have always been demeaning women. What we should know is that these traditions and cultures have shaped our growth. And without them, and for some reason, we cannot do them, because this is our heritage. These are our roots. We come from these cultures. And in our quest to embrace this femininity, we should teach the girls that their culture, your heritage, is very important. So even as they celebrate, you involve them in activities that will honor their cultures. You involve them in traditional rites. Be active and enjoy. Just appreciate belonging to that culture as a woman. So in for you, yes, I think that's one of the ways that the girls can celebrate their in both tradition and modern. So, and also in modern celebration, and most times we invest in ourselves, and it is through achievements that we'll be able to enjoy this celebration of being in this femininity.
Yes.
So we need to invest in ourselves. Teach girls to invest the best time of their lives in shaping themselves, in becoming people that can inspire others out there. And so we will be able to even you'll be able to encourage other people out there. So in this modern celebration, I see it mainly through achievements. What you really achieved as a girl, what we achieve as a girl will determine what you achieve as a woman there. So what you don't forget your cultural heritage. You also invest in yourself, in your education. You invest your time. You cannot have all the monies to say, no, I cannot celebrate this thing because I don't have the money. But your time and your efforts, your abilities, what you can do, invest in that. And by that, you'll be able to appreciate who you are. You'll be able to appreciate to say, I'm a woman and I've achieved this so far. I'm a little girl growing into a woman and I've achieved this. I've managed to achieve this. And you'll be able to, you know, you are able to celebrate femininity, because it is in that that you have achieved that, not because you've been helped, because you are taught to behave like a man or a boy for you to achieve that, but because of being a girl, you have possibilities that can shape you and encourage others out there.
We have learned, we have heard about this thing that me and you, you know, that we are struggling to pronounce femininity.
Femininity.
So as we wrap up, Sister Claire, I'm going to ask you that, can you please just do pray, you know, for our girl children so that they may understand what femininity is all about, and then, yeah.
Okay, we are praying. We thank you, God, for this wonderful discussion that we've had. Hello, we pray and ask that you may guide the little girls out there. Help them understand what we've been discussing, Jehovah God. May they be shaped with the power from above. May the world have so many resources of what femininity is, but Lord Jehovah, you alone from above may be the one that gives them the direction of what to follow. We pray and ask that you may continue to guide and protect each and every listener. It is through Son Jessica to pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Claire, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed, blessed day.
Thank you.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.